KCQ. This is the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Your net controller tonight is KO4JKV. My name is Duncan, and my location is Asheville, North Carolina. In the interest and promotion of amateur radio, this net is called nightly at 9 p.m. In the event of an emergency, this net will be activated. Located atop Caesar's Head Mountain, about 2 miles south of the North Carolina-South Carolina border, near Highway 276. The repeater is at an elevation of 3,500 feet. This repeater is owned and operated by the Blue Ridge Amateur Radio Society, and all amateurs licensed to operate on the frequency are invited to check in. Is there any formal traffic announcements or bulletins for the net? If so, call KO4JKV. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Just want to remind everybody in July 26th, the Western Carolina Amateur Radio Society is going to be holding their annual Ham Fest. That is Saturday, July 26th at the Smoky Mountain Event Center in Waynesville. So that's one to look forward to. I will definitely be there. Okay, we will now begin the roll call. Directed net traffic are invited to check in. As you check in, give your call sign, name, location, and signal your intent to remain on the net for the RAG2 portion. Tonight we're going to start off with the pre-net check-ins, then check in with EchoLink, then go to the RF section. The pre-net check-ins, we'd like to welcome KC4PLG, that's Richard in Pendergrass, Georgia. KF4CKT is John in Honeyapath, South Carolina. KC4WGG, that's Patrick in Rome, Georgia. AA4GH, Gus in Punta Gorda, Florida. NC9V, Leon in Hendersonville. Welcome KE4DXJ, that's Wendy in Hendersonville. Then W4FCM, that's Fred in Traveler's Rest. N4IEI, Island Traveler's Rest. And K4XMR, that's Mel and Prosperity. Then we'd like to welcome KQ4MSD, David in Sandy Springs, South Carolina. Then KO4ZEW, Ben in Simpsonville. Welcome W2AMD, that's Andrew in Simpsonville. KG4PFI, Don, along with Linda, KG4QL2, let's do that again. Kilo Golf 4, Quebec Lima, Kilo Golf 4, Quebec Lima, Quebec. That's Linda in Piedmont. Next, we'd like to welcome K4OSH, that's Pat in Simpsonville. And then KI4LZI, that's Andy in Table Rock. Welcome K4GAT, that's Mike in Simpson, Northville in Anderson, South Carolina. Then KQ4ZWS, that is Christine in Traveler's Rest. Then KB2BYQ, Dave in Easley. Then W4IOE, Sid in Fletcher, North Carolina. And last for the pre-net check-ins, we would like to welcome KG4WNP, that's Landon in Easley. That's everybody for our pre-net check-in, so let's check in with our EchoLink, EchoLink stations only. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV, please check in. Kilo, November 4, Romeo, Juliet, November, John, Brown Summit, and I'll hang around.
KO4JKV, good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net tonight. Please check in Whiskey 4 Delta Juliet Whiskey, W4DJW, Dave and Greer, negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KN4RJN, that is John and Brown Summit, and we have you down for some comments. And next, we'd like to welcome W4DJW, that is our net control manager, Dave, down there in Greer. And Dave, you're coming in really, really light, almost like a one-by-one, two-by-two. I could just recognize the tone of your voice and could see up on my screen there. So, but we got you in the long. All right, that's it for the EchoLink station. So tonight is Monday, And it is Echo through Hotel. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters E through H, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
For JKV. KQ4GWP. That's Kilo Quebec 4, Golf Whiskey Papa. This is Hayden. I'm over here in Easley, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks for calling tonight, Duncan. Bye.
JKV. Check in Kilo Oscar 4, Hotel Kilo Security. KO 4, HGAT, Dispatcher
4, Call, Uniform, November, Nelson. In Greenville and Rochester, Spartanburg, negative and negative, over.
KV. Please check in K4HNR. Kilo 4, Hotel November Romeo. This is Connor. I'm over here in Greenville, and I'll be negative and negative. Thanks.
JKV. Please check in. Kilo Charlie 4, Echo Zulu November. KC4EZN Harry in Kenner, North Carolina. And I will be negative negative tonight, Duncan. Thanks.
KO 4 JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We had a lot of double in there, so if I didn't get your call sign, feel free to recheck with me. But first off, we'd like to welcome KQ4GWP, that's Hayden and Easley. And then KO4HKX, Patrick, one of our net controllers down there in Penrose. And then KO4GUN, Nelson, Greenville heading to Spartanburg, out there mobile. And then K4HNR, that's Connor in Greenville. And then KC4EZ and Harry in Candler, North Carolina. And let's see. Thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations that go through Hotel, call KO4JKV. Let's go on to India through Lima, I through L. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV.
This is Kilo 4, Kilo Uniform Sierra, Dan in Chester, South Carolina.
JKV. Kilo 4, Juliet, Foxtrot, Oscar, and I am James upon this mountain in Tuxedo, North Carolina. That's where I'll be negative and negative, send 73s for each one of you.
JKV. Good to hear you call the net for us. Thank you for doing that. Please check in. Kilo 4, Juliet, Bravo, Quebec. This is Larry. Also, my wife, Donna. Kilo, Charlie, 4, Mike, Foxtrot, Kilo. We make our home in Greer. Mark us in and out, please. Everyone.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome K4KUS. That's Dan in Chester, South Carolina. Then we'd like to welcome KK4JFO. That's James on that mountain in Tuxedo. Thanks for checking in tonight. Next, we'd like to welcome KK4JBQ. That is Larry, along with his wife, Donna, KC4MFK. They're down there in Greer. And thanks, everybody, for checking in. Any other stations, I through L, call KO4JKV. Coming along on this Monday night, let's go to Mike through Papa, M through P. Call KO4JKV.
4JKV. I'm Duncan. With and check in, Kilo 4, Oscar, November Oscar, Lorena, and my husband, Kilo 4, Delta Mike Whiskey, Rick. We're both in Piedmont, both be negative and negative. And by telephone relay, please check in our daughter, Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar, Quebec, Michelle. She's in West Shoals, and she'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KK4ONO, that's Lorena, and she brings along her husband Rick, KK4DMW. They're down there in Piedmont. And by telephone relay, they'd like to check in their daughter Michelle, and her call sign is Kilo Mike 4, Mike Oscar Quebec, down there in West Shoals. Thanks for getting everybody checked in, Lorena. Next, we'd like to welcome Kilo 4, Oscar India Mike. That's our buddy Walt down there in Inman. Always good to hear you, Walt. Hope you're doing well. Let's see, any other stations? Mike through Papa, call KO4 JKV.
JKV, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Papa, X-ray Bravo, Lloyd in Simpsonville. I'll be negative and negative.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KO4PXB. That's Lloyd in Simpsonville. Good to hear you tonight, Lloyd. All right, let's move on to Quebec through Tango. Q through T. Call KO4JKV.
KO4JKV. Good evening, Duncan. Thanks for calling the net. Please check in N0TR. November 0, Tango, Romeo. My name's Tom. I'm located in Greer. Good evening to you and all on the net. Rather rough-looking thunderstorms just south of Simpsonville headed up towards Greer right now that don't have to pass over the mountains, so those of you with antennas that need to be unplugged, it might not be a bad idea. And I'll be negative and negative, Duncan.
4JKV. Duncan, please check in Kilo Oscar 4, Quebec Lima Golf, KO4QLD, this is Chris and Liberty, but I'll be negative and negative. Hello, Tom.
Good evening, Chris.
KO4JKV. Check in Whiskey Uniform 2 Tango, W2T, that's Rusty. I'm mobile in Moore, headed back to the home. No traffic, no comments. Hey, Tom. Hey, Chris.
Looking at the radar, there are some storms down there, so if anybody's down there or if anybody's in the sound of my voice, check the weather, and you might want to bring your antennas in or disconnect them just as a precaution. I certainly will myself, so thanks for that heads up, Tom. Next, we'd like to welcome KO4QLG, that is Chris and Liberty. Thanks for checking in tonight. And then we'd like to welcome WU2T. That's Rusty, heading home from Moore. So be careful out there on the roads. Any other stations, Quebec through Tango, call KO4JKV. Takes us to the end of the alphabet, which is uniform through Zulu. So if the first letter of the suffix of your call sign begins with the letters U through Z, and you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKV or net control.
KO4JKV. 4 Zulu, Victor, Mike, ZVM, Dan, and Greer, and I'll be negative and negative tonight.
KV. Can please check in Whiskey Bravo 4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's WB4ZPH. My name's David. I'm in Taylor's, and I'll be negative and negative.
This is W4 Norway, Texas, Quebec, Eddie, and Simpsonville. And be hanging around the whole net. Here, and there's all the traffic I got. It's special
time. KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KB4ZVM. That's Dan and Greer. Thanks for checking in tonight, Dan. And then we'd like to welcome WB4 Zulu Papa Hotel. That's David and Taylor's. Thanks for checking in tonight, David. And then we'd like to welcome W4NTQ. That's our buddy Eddie down there in Simpsonville. Haven't heard you in a while, Eddie. Good to hear you. And I did see at that last ham fest in Western North Carolina, the one I was talking about earlier, so it'd be a nice surprise if I saw you at this one. But good to hear you, Eddie. And 7-3 to you. And let's see. We are still at uniform through Zulu. No echo link stations. No new ones anyway. So let's do one more call. Uniform through Zulu. Call KO4JKV. So that silence means that we should go to the top of the alphabet, which is Alpha through Delta, A through D. If you'd like to check into the Blue Ridge Team Internet, call KO4JKV.
JKV. Duncan, thanks for calling the net. Please check in. KI4DOS, Gary. Also, K3JOY. That's my pretty little bride joint. We're at home in Easley. No traffic, no chew tonight. Good evening to you and all on the net.
4JKV. Romeo 4, Alpha Charlie Romeo. KR4ACR. Terry and Moore, negative and negative. Thank you, Duncan.
JKV. This is Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Oscar India. KR4DOI. My name is Clark. I'm mobile in Powdersville tonight. And I'll be negative and negative 73.
KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome KI4DOS, Gary, one of our net controllers, and he brings along his sweet bride Joy, K3JOY. They're down there in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight, Gary. Next, we'd like to welcome KR4ACR. That's Terry down there in Moore. Thanks for checking in tonight, Terry. Next, we'd like to welcome KR4DOI. That is Clark, mobile down there in Powdersville. And nice-sounding mobile rig. Nice, strong signal. So be careful out there on the road, Clark. All right, let's open it up to the big group, which is anyone, Alpha through Zulu, Zulu through Alpha. Call KO4JKV.
Kilo, Romeo 4, Delta, Bravo, Romeo, KR4, DVR. This is Bo and Easley.
4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. We would like to welcome Kilo Romeo 4, Delta Bravo Romeo. That is Bo down there in Easley. Thanks for checking in tonight with us, Bo. And were you wanting to stick around for Rag 2, or are you in and out this evening?
Around and listen, but I don't have anything predictable. I'm sure open to learn anything I can. Thank you.
Well, that sounds good, and who knows where the night will take us there. Let's see. Thanks, Bo, for checking in. Any other stations all the way through the alphabet, call KO4JKV. 4JKV now securing the formal portion of the net with our thanks for checking in. All stations wishing to secure may do so. We will now begin the rag chew portion of the net with periodic stops between the rag chews. Tonight we have one rag chewer, and that is our buddy John, KN4RJN. Call KO4JKV.
KO4KJKV, this is KN4RJN. What's going on in your world there, Duncan?
Hey, John, nothing much, nothing exciting to report. I think we all can agree that the weather has been quite gloomy. It's a lot of rain, but I do like the temperature. I like that nice coolness. All last week, it seems like 7 days. Since the last time I talked to you, this propagation has been rough. But that's how exciting my life is. What's going on in your world?
This is KN4RJN. Well, we took a little vacation, went down to Mexico, and sat on the beach for a while. And it was hot down there, so I'm kind of glad to be back. Yeah, it's been rainy and whatnot all here all day. So let me tell you what's going on with in the sky, at least as far as the sun is concerned. And the answer is absolutely nothing. We've got about a 1% chance of a mild to moderate radio blackout over the next 3 days. And anything greater than that is also only about a 1% chance. there have been no geomagnetic storms great enough to break NOAA's scale. It's all down in the KP scale, and solar radiation storms have also a 1% chance over the next 3 days. So the sun's quieted down a little bit. I don't know if it's going to stay that way. I haven't watched my space weather woman forecast here lately, but for the next 3 days, it ought to be, you know, fairly good if you can put up with the weather. As far as meteor showers coming up, the next one in June is the June Bootiads. That will peak on June 27th at about 0700 Eastern Time. And there are many showers that are relatively reliable in their rate, but Bootiads is not one of them. Sometimes you only see a few meteors, and sometimes it's a lot higher than that. In 2004, it actually reached a peak of more than 40 meteors per hour. They are bright and relatively slow, so this year's peak, who knows? You're going to have to get up sometime before dawn in the early morning hours, and the moon will be a waxing crescent, so that's not going to be a problem. And it will set long before the shower reaches its peak. And so the radiant will be setting in the northwest, so look to the north and west, and you might be able to catch one. And the zenith hourly rate, as I said, is variable. It could be, you know, half a dozen. It could be 40 or 50. Who knows? Booty is just, you know, like that. So what can I say? Other than that, looking at the satellite, yeah, everything. If you're going out to look at the stars tonight, don't bother. Everything from the Carolinas up through Pennsylvania is locked in with clouds from the looks of it, even over into Ohio, and the rest of the southern states don't look much better. So probably not going to see squat tonight. And if you do go out, you'll likely get hit by a bolt of lightning. So there are some thunderstorms in the area. So other than that, sir, I'll send it back to you.
RJN, this is KO4JKV in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Well, thanks for that report. I did write down that meteor shower. I think if I pronounced it right, Bootiads. I think that's it. On June 27th, what was it early in the morning, 27th, or is it that Sunday in the late afternoon, evening?
This is KN4RJ, and let me get back over there and clarify that. That is June 27th at 0700 Eastern Time, so it's early in the morning. So you want to get up before the sun comes up, fairly early in the morning, wee hours of the morning, and you know, a couple hours before dawn, and that's your best chance of seeing anything. And Bootiads is the constellation, and the meteor shower is the Bootiads. Bootiads is the hunter, and if you could see anything in the sky right now, if you went out and looked directly east and up to the brightest star in the sky, would be Arcturus, which is in that constellation. It's going to be in that neighborhood. So when the skies clear up, look to the east-ish. And find Arcturus, and that's where he's going to, and then keep an eye on him till June. And that's where they appear to come from. That's going to be the parent object for that is the Pons-Winnecke comet. And again, it's variable. It may be a few, it may be a lot, and just don't know. Back to you, sir.
All right, that sounds good, and I have that written down. That would be easier to remember because that's going to be that Ham Fest weekend, the 26th, and then this shower is going to be the 27th. So, hey, my dance card is going to be full. But, I forgot to mention that on Saturday we had one of the biggest hail storms I think I've ever experienced. I've lived in Texas and in Kansas, and I've seen some hail. But when we got up here in Asheville, I took some video. And I put a post on my X account, but it was a significant hail. I was wondering, you guys probably didn't get hail your way, did you?
This is KN4RJN. I don't know. I was out of the country, but if you're talking the other day, now we got some fairly heavy rains, but we didn't get any hail. The last hailstorm came through here. Almost everybody in the neighborhood's getting a new roof. My roof's only a couple of years old, and it got some minor damage, but nothing worth worrying about. But no, I don't think we got any here while we were gone, but. At least I haven't heard about it. And the only thing, that previous hailstorm that went through here, three weeks ago, tore up a whole lot of roofs in the neighborhood and some of the newer houses with cheap siding on them. I punched some holes in those. But, yeah, the roofers have been busy in my neighborhood.
Okay, it sounds good. Hey, yeah, when that happened, I was dreading seeing my car as I walked towards it. After that came through, I was thinking, oh, I bet it is beat up, but it survived, so that's a good thing. But that's awesome, John. Anything else?
This is KN4RJN. No, well, my neighbor actually, that last time, little storm that came through, she actually, she usually puts her car in the garage, but she was busy with the kids and whatnot and said, oh, I'll get it later. Came out, her car did get beat to death. Actually totaled the thing. It was like $14,000-$15,000 worth of damage on the thing. So yeah, keep your cars in the garage if you can. Get them undercover. That stuff will tear you up. And that storm that came through, what? I guess it's been about a month now that came through. We had some... had between pea and quarter size hail that came through, but from what I'm hearing on the news, that one that you got, you were getting up into the close to ping pong ball and maybe bigger size. I don't know how big did you get?
Like in between a quarter and golf ball size. It was pretty good. They were coming down and beating everything up.
This is KN4RJ, and yeah, imagine getting hit in the head with a golf ball-sized piece of ice that's fallen from God knows how many thousand feet and picked up quite a bit of speed. Yeah, that'll do some damage. There was a hailstorm. I forget where we were at. I think we were out in Texas somewhere, or New Mexico, many, many, many years ago, and some of the hail coming down, it didn't last very long, and it wasn't horribly intense, but they were getting up into, you know, baseball size hail, and that's scary. You don't want to get hit by one of those.
But, yeah, like I said, it was dramatic. It was pretty impressive. Very loud, like leaves and branches everywhere, and yeah, it was quite impressive. And yeah, I don't have a garage to put my car in, so I was just hoping that the trees next to broke the fall of some of those big pieces coming down. But like I said, I've looked at cars as I was going to my car. I was looking at other cars. I was like, oh, that one doesn't look good. And then I got to my mine. I was like, whew, that's how it went. But that's the big exciting time this week. Back to you.
This is KN4RJN. Watched a video, I forget how long ago, of some... It was close to baseball size. It was between golf ball and baseball size hail hitting and coming down. And there was a car in the video pointed towards whoever was filming it. And one came down and it just shattered the windshield. You know, just like a gunshot, just went right through it and just beat that car to death. So, yeah, that stuff can do some damage. But, now, build yourself a carport or something. So you get your car undercover. Back to you, sir.
Go 4JKB in the Blue Ridge Team Internet. It was either last year or the year before there was forecasting hail in our area. So I just had some moving blankets and threw them on top of my car and just kind of tied things off with paracord. And then, it, of course, it didn't hail, but I always have that option. But that's the way it goes. But anything else you want to add? KN4RG and KO4JKV.
is KN4RJN, yeah. Well, I suppose, you know, if you get enough moving blankets and put enough padding on it, it'll help. But anyway, that's all I've got, Duncan. You have a good evening. I'll say 73s and back on out here. This is KN4RJN, and I am clear.
All right, John, good to talk to you. Thanks for all that space weather info. So we'll say 73 to KN4RJN. This is KO4JKB in the Blue Ridge 2-meter net. Seeing if there's any last-minute check-ins all the way through the alphabet. If you'd like to check in to the Blue Ridge 2-meter net, call KO4JKB or net control. Anybody for comments or check-ins? If so, call KO4JKB. Folks, I think we did it. This is a very nice Monday night. And let's see, tomorrow night, your net controller will be KQ4WHN, that is Mark, and he'd appreciate it if you check in with him at 9 p.m., as we're here every night at 9 p.m., and so we'd love it if you'd become regulars. And before I sign off here, just want to say congratulations to all the new techs who just got licensed, and also the people that moved up to general and extra, so congratulations everybody out there, and it's good to have a growing radio community. With that, stand by for my net report. KO4JKV now securing the Blue Ridge 2-meter net with our thanks for checking in. We will now return the repeater back to normal amateur use. 73s and good night. This is KO4JKV clear.